With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Canadian writer Margaret Atwood has received widespread praise for her futuristic novel, The Handmaid's Tale, which deserves comparisons with Orwell's 1984 and Huxley's Brave New World. In Atwood's future, religious fanatics have staged a coup, creating a theocracy. The bodies of doctors who had performed abortions and other enemies of the state hang from a wall, and women are relegated exclusively to domestic and childbearing roles.
They've gone back to the home. There's polygamy, which worldwide is more common than monogamy. My handmaids in the tale are there for childbearing, as were the handmaids in the Bible.
Genesis, chapter 30, verses 1 through 13. Margaret Atwood says she is religious, but not in a sectarian sense. And while she sees little threat to society for most denominational religions, she is concerned about the political activities of the religious right.
If you were going to try for some kind of totalitarian regime in the States, what flag would you fly for it? Well, you wouldn't say, "Hi, fellows, we're communists. We'd like to form your new government." Because nobody would go for it.
But Atwood says there is another way.
If you were to say, "We want you all to obey the will of God, which we have a direct pipeline to," that would probably get a few more followers.
It is a bleak future that Margaret Atwood creates in The Handmaid's Tale.
Now, there are good things in my book. The world hasn't blown up in it. And there's a sort of standoff between the States and Russia. So that's positive, isn't it?
Margaret Atwood's The Handmaid's Tale was originally published last year by Houghton Mifflin and is now a Fawcett paperback. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Margaret Atwood's novel, The Handmaid's Tale, is a book that solidifies her position as one of Canada's leading writers. Atwood says that in crafting The Handmaid's Tale, a futuristic story of a religious dictatorship in which women are subjugated, she has, in a way, returned to her roots. Her ancestors were Puritans who came to the New World in the 1600s. Margaret Atwood was born in Ottawa in 1939, but grew up in the Canadian wilderness.
I'm talking about a cabin in the woods. Because what my father did up there was run a research station on forest insects.
There was at least one advantage to her isolation.
I entered society with absolutely none of those structures in place that kids pick up from their surround about who's good and who's bad.
Racial stereotypes and the like. Margaret Atwood says that from childhood she wanted to be a writer and almost went into journalism.
I was saved from that fate by sexism. I went to my cousin who was a journalist and said, you know, should I go into this? And he said, this was the 50s, remember? He said, well, to be honest with you, he said, women who work for newspapers only are assigned two things, the fashion page and the obituary.
So instead of journalism, Margaret Atwood studied English at the University of Toronto and Radcliffe. Her first novel, The Edible Woman, was published in 1970. Since then, she has written close to 20 books of poetry, fiction, and nonfiction, including Surfacing and Bodily Harm. Margaret Atwood took a risk in writing The Handmaid's Tale, which was published last year by Houghton Mifflin and is now a Fawcett paperback.
It was a big gamble. Could have been a total disaster.
Set in the future, The Handmaid's Tale could have been confused with science fiction or faulted as a feminist tract. Instead, it's as imaginative as it is provocative. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.